Please welcome Mr. Ray Charles.
And beats a good day of anything else. Had the big one on, and man, I would have got him, but he took my pole.
Great Saturday morning. This is our Memorial Day tribute.
We dedicate the show to the men and women in uniform.
Welcome back.
Host Ray I. Handsome but yet humble host. KFNS 590 The Fan. Here with the Matty G. The Vogelwagger, Peanut.
Oh, we're live mobile on demand, though.
Yes, we are. Having a great Saturday morning. Appreciate you all joining us here at the campfire. Put another log on the fire, baby.
Okay.
Yeah. Hey, we got a great guest on the line with us. Going to go to him here in just a second. Been wanting to get this gentleman on the line to talk about several things. Oh, listen to the campfire crackling. How nice. Babe Winkleman, welcome to the show.
Well, good morning, Ray.
Good morning, my friend. Wow, you have been a busy boy in your lifetime, Mr. Winkleman.
I have.
Yes, indeed.
There's no other way to say it.
Oh, I know. Tell
it's
us a little
been,
bit.
An amazing life.
Well, tell us a little bit about yourself and about this article in Midwest Outdoors.
Well, I was very privileged and honored to for the opportunity with Midwest Outdoors. I've worked with them on and off over the years, 30 years probably.
Yeah.
Before Dan Ferris, I knew Gene Lalleman for years and years and years.
You're known as a fisherman, but you're also known as a hunter, and you've had television. You're a pioneer in outdoor television. Tell our listeners when you first went on the air with television.
1980 was when we started with Good Fishing, and at first it was just fishing.
Right.
For the first number of years, and then in 1988 we brought Outdoor Secrets out as there hadn't been a hunting show on in 11 years. The audience wanted it so bad, I can't tell you. We had a good relationship at the time with Superstation WGN and the USA Network, and And we ran on a lot of affiliate stations too yet. We tested it 1 year, because the first year was a combination of fishing, hunting, and general outdoors. Uh-huh. And the audience simply said, we don't want fishing in fall. We don't want general outdoors in fall. We want hunting, period. So I took it to the networks, and they said, well, your production's excellent. We've never had any problem whatsoever. Build us a pilot. We don't want to see any bloody kills. And I said, neither does any good sportsman who ever goes to the woods. And we've never portrayed that kind of thing at all. We try and teach people to get involved and inspire them to get involved with the outdoors for every reason we can, because I know that the more time they spend with their family in the outdoors, the better it is for them as a family, the better it is for them individually, and the better it is for the outdoors themselves, because once the people get to understanding, they become the people who know how to work in harmony with nature.
That's so
true. And that's the key.
Yes, indeed. And you've always been in the forefront of, hey, it's not about me, it's about the outdoors and you, and sharing knowledge and information and getting the word out there about the great outdoors. And man, I want to back up a minute. When you said there'd been no showing for 11 years, me and you talked about this the other night. What was the reason American Sportsman was taken off the air?
A report by Dan Rather called The Guns of Autumn in 1978 that portrayed all hunters as drunken, poaching, trespassing, slop. And the outcry was so incredible that it got American Sportsman canceled from ABC. The word was there can't be any hunting on television anymore.
Right, right.
And that for 11 years, there wasn't any hunting on television.
Until you brought your show.
Until we brought Outdoor Secrets out.
Yeah. And what's...
I didn't say, this is Babe Winkleman's hunting show. We called it Outdoor Secrets because we wanted to expand on things that there's a lot of things you can hunt. For example, hunting mushrooms is a blast, and there's a lot of good kinds of mushrooms that you can gather from nature and put them in with your food supply that really enhance things, and they're good for you. You know, there's a lot of kinds of wild berries. There's so much, and we wanted to be able to include all of those kinds of things, not just harvesting animals or birds or whatever it was, and that's kind of the nature of the show.
Neat idea to actually teach something and show something where people can learn. That's great stuff.
People want to learn. They want to learn, why should I participate?
Right.
What's in it for me? They're not saying that from a selfish standpoint, but they're selfish with their time, and they don't want to take time to put into something that's not going to return to them. But once they get it, start getting involved with the outdoors, they realize that if they get their family involved and take the time to do it, that involvement in the outdoors kind of soaks into your soul and changes you as a person and enhances your understanding of the whole scheme of the creators here. It enhances your understanding of you as a person and your role in life, and it just does very, very good things for people.
Indeed.
So it makes better people. It just does.
I couldn't agree with you more.
Once they understand that, then they get hooked on the outdoors, and that's good.
You got a new app out. Why don't you tell our listeners about that?
Well, the app is a unique thing. I mean, there's a lot of information about our shows and videos and tons of things like that, but there's a number of different features there. We have so many people writing in to us asking for help on this, that, or the other, asking for understanding on things. And so there's features in the app like Ask Babe or Ask Carly or Meet the Winklemans. That's just three of them, where the audience can directly interact to us. They can write in and ask any questions they want to about anything, about our personal lives, about hunting, fishing, whatever it is. And we will answer those in live episodes, or episodes is what we call them. They run basically once a week, the Meet the Winklemans feature, and where they can relate back and forth. There's two different apps. One's a free app, one's a paid app. The paid app is where they get all of the material, if you will. But to make it worthwhile for them, we're tying it into sweepstakes and so forth. And it's simply Babe Winkleman on the App Store and Google Play. If they get involved with the app, they can win stuff. There's a lot of little prizes they'll get. The people that ask in questions will get for doing that kind of stuff as well. But we want to make it a service for the people. We want to give them something unique they cannot get anywhere else. I've had a registered trademark teaching America to fish for almost 40 years.
There you go.
And that's what we started doing with Good Fishing, was teaching people. We're doing the same thing with hunting, and not for the sake of saying, hey, look how good we are, because it never had anything to do with it.
It's
what it's had to do with is, look how good this is.
Yes.
This opportunity in the outdoors, and you and your family can be part of this, or you and your good friends can be part of it. And here's why you should. Basically, what we do is help people get involved.
Babe, we appreciate you coming on the show this morning, my friend.
My pleasure. One last thing I want to mention.
Okay.
We have a brand new website that's up.
Awesome.
Being populated right now, but major store on there. We've got a new line of Babe clothing coming out, plus tons and tons and tons of other products that they can get right through the store at special pricing. So I think that they'll, our website as well. There's a zillion features on it, too.
Okay, what's the website?
All designed to do the same thing, help them.
What's the website?
It's Winkleman.com.
That's easy. Winkleman.com.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, and the app is simply Babe Winkleman.
Yeah, Babe Winkleman for that.
Yeah.
All right, Babe, thank you for joining us on the show. We'll get you back on. We get into the hunting season. See how you're doing with those turkeys, okay?
All righty, sir. I would enjoy a time afield. You and I go chasing turkeys.
Yeah, we need
together.
To get.
I love them.
Yeah, we need to get together and share some time in the woods. Thank you, Babe. Have a great weekend.
Uh-huh. Have a good morning. Thanks for the opportunity.
You bet, my friend.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Mr. Babe Winkleman, how cool is that? Love that guy.
Yeah.
Me and him go way back with the outdoor rider events and industry shows and stuff, way back. All right. Matt's lip singing over here as we go to commercial. I got you, Babe. Great choice there, Matty G. Good to talk to the Babe. Everybody that has a TV show today or has had a TV show owes this guy a debt of gratitude.
The Pioneer.
To be on the air. Pioneer TV.
Yep.
All right. With that, we're going to take a break, and we'll see you all on the other side, baby.
I got you, babe. I got flowers.